And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the world and the United States will be better off if Oprah Winfrey becomes president of the United States? Now, this isn't a facetious question. I'm sure most of you didn't miss all the twittering, tweeting, and fawning over Oprah's great speech at the Golden Globes last week. It was terrific, much needed, and well said. And the aftermath of speculation about whether Oprah should run for president flooded the airwaves and the online babble. Most of it positive, and chanting, "Run, Oprah, run." But I say, please, Oprah, don't run. Don't turn the U.S. presidency into a celebrity contest, a political game show. Donald Trump has already done that and started shifting the institutions of democracy into the quicksand of self-promotion, propaganda, and the complete autocratic rule of big money. And just in case you don't read The Hollywood Reporter, it is obvious that most celebrities can't lead their own lives very well, let alone lead a nation. With all due respect to Oprah, and she's done so much for so many, but that does not qualify her as a leader. In fact, if you've watched Oprah enough and listened to her interviews of celebrities and world leaders, you will have noticed one important thing. Oprah is very needy. Now, she doesn't need money. Apparently she's worth $2 or $3 billion, or popularity. But you can see that she needs attention and, more importantly, affirmation. In her interviews, she constantly makes statements to try and show how much she knows, how smart she is, rather than just asking questions and listening. This is a sure sign of a lack of inner confidence. Now, I know, it doesn't seem to fit Oprah, but it does. Just ask any psychiatrist who has watched her carefully. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of this, if you're a TV host, but it doesn't make for a great president. Hell, we can see that in the current celebrity living in the White House. Dozens of psychiatrists have stated that Donald Trump is a severe case of malignant narcissism, an insatiable need for attention and affirmation. Me, me, me. If America and communities everywhere think they would be better off with celebrity leaders, then we're all in trouble. Let's leave the celebrities in the movies and on television, and instead do some serious searching to find qualified leaders. And we must insist on proper competency exams before they run for office. And a resume does not qualify anyone. Just because someone was a business manager or a school superintendent or a fireman or a veterinarian or a lawyer or a doctor does not mean they're a qualified leader. Hell, we give our kids tests to qualify for just about everything. And many of us have to pass rigid exams to achieve senior positions. But when it comes to the political leaders in our communities, we give them a pass instead of making them pass a minimum competency exam. We elect them on the flimsiest of information. Oh, he or she seems like a nice person, looks good on TV, spent many years working for a company. So, what the hell, vote for them. If we start electing celebrities to replace the current batch of incompetence, then the only thing our society is going to gain is more bad entertainment. Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.